Welcome back to Ponderosa Ponderers. As always, it's Rockwell Peterson.
And Isaac Will, homie.
Joining us in the studio today, we have...
Jarek.
And Liam.
Today, we're going to be talking about self-esteem and confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get started. Okay, opening up, let's kick it to our guests. Any opening thoughts on self-esteem and confidence?
Really, self-esteem and confidence comes with it within. It's not something someone else can give you. You have to do it yourself. Like, you have to take the initiative to not care what other people think about you.
Oh, yeah.
And once you realize that, then it all starts building up from there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very important because in any relationship, you have to, like, love yourself and be comfortable with yourself before you can, like, show that outward. And I think... two of the main factors to loving yourself is having the self-confidence, like, you need, you know?
Yeah, like Jarek was saying, I'm sure all of us were at the point where we weren't confident.
Yeah.
Or didn't have, like, self-esteem. It's something you gotta train hard to get. And
yeah, it's not something that's instant.
You gotta work for it and keep it going.
Well, the way I view it is I care what people think. I just don't let it affect me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's not that I don't care about the people around me and what they think. It's a matter of I don't let it affect me. I process it. I think through it. I compare it to myself and try and figure out if what they're saying is true or not.
Mm.
And most of the time, I can assure you guys, it's probably not, especially if it's negative. Like, yeah. It is probably not unless it's a recurring theme. And then you might just want to look into it for yourself.
Yeah. Because there's...
See, you don't want to just be a jerk, because then no one's going to like you.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be those people out there who have their mindset that they're not going to like you. And that's when not caring what people think about you.
Absolutely.
It's those people that you don't want to care what they think
about
you. But like your close friends, you don't want to be a jerk to them and not care what they think.
You don't want to be like, I don't care at all what you guys think about me. It's like, no, I care. It's just not going to affect me to the point where I'm like... oh, I need your input on everything. You know, what you think or say will change everything about me and who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, like Jarek was kind of saying, hopping off him again, there will always be people that are trying to tear your confidence down.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, no matter where you go, no matter who you meet, it'll happen.
Yeah, there will always be people who are jealous of you no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's very true that... there will always be someone better than you, but a lot of the times you don't realize if someone's hating on you and you can't figure out the reason, it's because you are the person that's better than them at something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't like it.
But, I mean, they just need to look at that and be like, yeah, he's got better aspects than me, but I also have better aspects than him.
Yeah.
They just need to focus on that and just build up their confidence and be just...
absolutely.
Have self-esteem for themselves.
Yeah, like... I always like to think of it this way. There's no such thing as a useless person. Everyone has a purpose in life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And once you see that way, you realize that you do have importance and there is something for you out there. Mm-hmm. At first, you might not see it because you see these other people who are getting famous doing silly dances on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
But you just got to find the thing that you're good at. Maybe it's something that not everyone appreciates, like those TikTok dances.
Yeah. No, like I said in some previous episodes, what I truly believe is that if you want self-esteem and confidence, find things that you're good at. I don't care what it is. I don't care what everyone else thinks about it. Find things that you're good at and get better.
Yeah.
Well, not only something you're good at, but something like you're comfortable doing.
Oh,
like someone can have the weirdest hobby on the face of the planet and everyone can be judging it, but it's like when they're doing it, they're the most comfortable. That's their zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just goes from there.
Yeah, the self-esteem and confidence will come through knowing that you are better than someone at something and being able to treat them as an equal.
Mm.
You know, being able to say, hey, mentally in your head being like, hey, I know I'm better than you at this, but I'm going to make it fair. Yeah. Having that power to bridle, having that thing where it's like, yeah, I know I'm better, but I can make it fun for everyone by not being a jerk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where boundaries have to come in.
You can't
just be a jerk about everything and be like, okay, I'm better than you about this.
Yeah.
I'm going to flaunt it around.
Exactly.
That's be where you entitled. Have to be a little bit of humbleness to you.
And like I've said in previous episodes as well, I think we have our idea of humility wrong. I think it's acknowledging the fact that you're good at something, but not believing you are entitled to something because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not believing that you are inherently better than this person because of it, just acknowledging the fact that, yeah, I'm good at this. I'm probably better than they are.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make me a better person than they are, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a big part of self-esteem and confidence is just owning yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, being comfortable in your skin. No matter your height, no matter your weight, no matter your addictions, no matter your hobbies. Just owning yourself.
Yeah.
Addictions could be bad.
Yeah.
So you just got to figure that out. And then you could own yourself even more once you overcome that addiction.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Now, what do you guys think as far as the difference between people who chase after self-confidence and people who try to find confidence outside themselves? Because you mentioned how self-esteem needs to come from within. Confidence needs to come from within. But some people have that fake it till you make it mentality. And that's how I've become as confident as I am, is a lot of times growing up, I'd fake it, and now I've made it, you know?
Well, that still starts from within. It's something that someone says, Rockwell, you have to do this or else you're stupid. They're not going to do that. No one's going to do that.
Yeah.
That's up to you to do.
Exactly.
And I think it's always easier to look outside yourself. It's always easier just to look for someone else's opinion, to look for validation from the outside world than it is to look within. You know, I know personally it's way harder to, like, take a good look at myself and evaluate, like, who I am and, like, my self-esteem and confidence levels when it would just be so much easier for me to go do something I'm good at and get the praise and recognition for that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's key to look inside yourself first, I think. Like I said, you need to know and love yourself before you can know and love other people.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think our society at this point breeds the idea and supports the idea that you need to look for confidence outside yourself. That confidence will come if other people like you, if other people follow you, if other people seem to care about you. That's what we're taught our confidence should come from. And it's just not true.
It's not the right way to go.
Because it will always be fickle.
Mm-hmm.
People will always change their minds about you. People will always... It's not very common that you can go through life without changing your mind about certain people. And it doesn't mean necessarily good from bad, but people change. And sometimes they change in different directions. And so you're going to have different opinions of people throughout the course of your life.
Mm. Yeah. Could we, like, explain how we got our confidence? Could you guys do that? Is that possible for you?
Well,
I know it's kind of deep. It's really deep. But
it can be hard to do, but I think it'd be good. And if you're not comfortable doing it, we don't have to, but at least I'll cover it.
Just like a little side note thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact moment or whatever. I just know I remember thinking, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Like, once I'm an adult and all grown up and have a job, all this clout that I earned in middle school or whatever, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the real world, unless you're famous or something, it really doesn't matter. It's all going to go away. No one's going to know who you are in the next 10 years. You're going to have different people surrounding you.
Yeah. True. That does help.
Like, Jarek, I think, like, I don't think you can know the exact moment of when you gain confidence or self-esteem. It's just, I know it was really important to me to get out, to try new things, to see what I was good at, to test the waters. Hobbies like fly fishing and the unicycle back in my elementary school days were just big to take my mind off things, to figure out stuff I was good at. And as I got older, I kind of took after my brother's footsteps, started dressing a little bit, like, differently. I don't know, wearing some colorful socks one day and a American flag onesie the next, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that's always been a, like, factor for me, is to just, like, dress like no one cares what you're wearing, you know?
Oh, jeez.
And at first, what did people think of that? Like, do you remember?
They probably thought I was the weirdest person on the face of the planet, but it didn't matter to me I was comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But now what do they think of it?
They think it's awesome.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, it's weird how a lot of people are like, oh, you got to dress a certain way to be cool. It's
like, no.
Dress how you want to be dressed.
Yeah. It's how you present yourself. And people have always thought I'm weird. And I was really, really weird growing up. I'm still kind of weird now. But, yeah, I always dressed differently. There was a period of time where I carried a duffel bag instead of a backpack because it was easier. I went through a time period in my life where I dressed in pea coats and fedoras, like a complete neckbeard. Like, it was insane, the phases that I've gone through. And these guys are laughing because they remember all the jokes and stuff. And I wore a Santa suit to school a couple of times. I had like a casino suit that I wore to school a couple of times. Oh, jeez. I wore Will Ferrell pajama pants that said Son of a Nutcracker from Elf a couple of times at school. Like, I learned to just not care and be me over a period of time. And what helped is that, you know, over the course of my life, I found that I'm really good at fighting. I'm really good at D&D. I'm pretty good at video games. I'm really good at axe throwing. I'm decent at archery. I'm pretty good at shooting. You know, just over the course of my life, finding out that I'm good at things and doing those things more, getting better at them, and taking achievements that I've made, doesn't matter if someone else finds them impressive, just finding things that are impressive to me, gains to me, that's what's really helped me grow my confidence, to really put myself out there anytime I'm really doing anything. Because these guys have seen all the weird things I've done over the course of my life and just owned it. Just had a bunch of fun doing it. Yeah. So,
for me, so I was a homeschooled kid. So I always thought to myself, I'm not cool and all that. I'm just really awkward and shy and weird, which I was. But when I always told myself, I'm not good at conversating with people. I'm not gonna make a lot of friends. I don't know people. I don't know how to. And once I started making friends and seeing, like, yeah, I always had in the back of my mind that people don't like me. Like, when I was growing up until I was, like, 16. And then once I, like, started making friends and getting to know people and being more social, I started being more extroverted. I'm like, wow, look at that. People kind of like me. And so that, like, built my confidence up more to figure out how to make it the best I can by doing what I love and owning it. Like, I'm good at video games. Like, some video games, crazy good.
This man is crazy good at shooter games. Like,
I don't know how. But, and then, like, finance math. Like, I love finances, doing finances. And then just, like, jobs in general.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's not, like, a professional job or a paying job, like, no matter the task, I put my all in it and I own it. I'm like, okay, I gotta do this. I gotta just, no matter the task, I put my all in it and I'm good at it. So I'm like, okay, that's what I'm good at and that's what I love doing.
Absolutely. I gotta say, Jarek is one of the best Super Smash Bros. Players I have ever seen. It is insane. Yeah. Like, this man, I'm pretty good. But this man literally grabs my head and smashes it against the floor over and over and over again in Smash. It's not even, like, it's not even funny.
All the combos.
Oh, it's honestly sad when I try to fight him because I look like a middle schooler running in a full-grown adult and then I just get punted. Like,
there's no mercy.
There is no mercy. This man will put you down and laugh.
He'll put you over the edge and make you fall and think you have a chance and then push you even further down.
No, but it'll make you feel good about yourself. Like, the whole game, he'll be like, oh, no, you're good. And then you'll look back and you'll be like, wow,
he destroyed me.
Absolutely destroyed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Liam is crazy good, not only at fishing, but at soccer.
Oh.
I've seen him play a couple of times and, geez.
Gosh, I remember in middle school, he wanted to play me one-on-one in soccer. Oh, God. I had no clue he even played.
Oh, no.
For the whole PE class. Made me look like a fool.
This man will break your ankles.
Liam.
Oh, jeez.
You sly dog.
Oh, man. But yeah, right now is a pretty good time to go to an ad break. We'll be back in just a sec. And we're back. So, to start off this second segment, let's discuss our views on the quote-unquote idea of normal. I did that wrong, and I acknowledge it. It should have been, let's talk about the idea of quote-unquote normal, but we're moving on anyways.
I wanted to just touch up really quick. One of my mottos over the last 3 years, just to myself, has been normal is stupid. Mm. Like, just super quick to the point, normal is stupid. Who wants to be normal? We all want a little crazy. We all want a little weird. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's how you have a personality.
Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing about, like, normality that's normal. Like,
oh, yeah.
Come on.
Like, you shouldn't be ashamed of being weird or a little bit crazy.
Well, I don't even think the idea of weird exists, because I think normal comes from following societal norms and traditions. But we don't really have a whole ton of those. You know what I mean? Like, we have some things, but they change pretty much with every generation outside of a couple of things. Yeah. So being normal in one generation is completely different from being normal in another generation, which is why I think there's so much, like, judgment between generations and even within generations. Because, like, Fortnite kids.
What about them?
We think they're super weird.
Yeah, that is true.
But there's nothing wrong with them playing Fortnite and enjoying it.
Yeah.
And to them, it's normal. Mm-hmm. It's just to us, it's not.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm talking about, is the whole perception of normal depends entirely upon who you are. And so if someone calls you weird, you gotta... It'll be an interesting conversation if you try and break down what normal is for them.
Mm. And hey, come on. We all thought Fortnite was a pretty cool game right when it came out.
When it came out, and then I realized it wasn't an FPS, it was a builder game with guns included. It was like Minecraft with guns. And I was just never really into Minecraft. Mm. So
shame on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some hate for that one, aren't I? Comment section is just going to light up with what?
What?
I've unsubscribed from this podcast. I'm never listening again.
You don't like Minecraft? What?
Well, I mean, this boy Isaac mods Minecraft so much that I didn't even recognize it.
Yeah, it's fun. But anyway. But
anyways, back to Norm.
I've had a motto like Liam, and my motto is normal doesn't exist. Like, there's no such thing as normal. Because everything you do could be different to someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we could go to the bathroom differently, do, like, anything differently. go to the bathroom normal. It's like, what? Go to the bathroom normal.
I mean, love that example because, like, I feel like there is a normal way to go to the bathroom. It's the people standing on the toilet seats, like, peeing down. Those are the ones that we need to, like, aspire to be.
Isaac's, like, hanging from the ceiling like Spider-Man, just aiming.
No, like... like, for males and females. Like, for males...
No, I think the better example is that humans have conflict over what the normal way to put in toilet paper is. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, on the rolls, it's like, do you put it front or back?
Yeah.
Like, we can't even agree which one is normal on that. I think that's a better example than just going to the
bathroom.
I mean, like...
No, like, it works!
Guys and girls pee differently, okay? Some guys do pee sitting down, so it's...
Helps circulation, man.
And it empties the bladder better.
Exactly.
So...
Anyways...
Just.
Anyways,
you guys.
Normal doesn't exist.
Well, my life motto hasn't been necessarily normal is stupid. Mine is, I'll never be normal, so I might as well have some fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's just kind of been the way I view it, and I honestly recommend that idea to other people. It's like, don't focus on what normal is. Just have fun, man. Yeah. Like, whatever it is.
Just like going off what you said, like, people... You're not here to have fun for other people. You're not here to please other people. You're here to please yourself. Like, you should come first. Like, you're not here to go out of your way and try and be something you're not just in order to please someone else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you shouldn't worry about making everyone happy. And that was a big step in my life.
Because
I was a people pleaser for a long time. Yeah. And then one day, you know, after a long time of working on not being that way, I woke up essentially just not... being that way, because I put in the work, and I was like, wow, I don't need to make everyone happy.
Mm. Yeah.
As long as I'm happy, other people will be happy. And I get it. I have a very polarizing personality. So people either love me or they hate me. And I've not heard any really neutral opinions of me. Mm-hmm. It's either, oh, that guy is great, or why would you even mention his name? Get out of my house. Like, there really is no in-between.
Yeah. And so, like, the societal norm, if people are that, they're kind of boring.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Like, you gotta have a little bit of crazy, a little bit of fun, a little bit of just whatever to have personality, to be somebody, to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're just trying to be like other people, then other people are going to see that and think, yeah, okay, well, it doesn't even matter if I lose him as a friend. Yeah. I have how many other people to
that go are pick just up, like him.
Just like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like be or unique. Her. Yeah. Or her. Mm-hmm. Be yes. irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unique. Just yeah. be unique and own it.
Yeah.
Own it.
And like we said, disclaimer, don't take what we say on be you as I can be a jerk to anyone I want.
Oh, don't do
but
that.
But it's like, look, still be nice, still care about other people, but make sure that you are happy in doing it.
Mm-hmm. No, this isn't like a screw other people kind of thing. It's a how can I have a better relationship with other people kind of thing. Mm.
One thing I've found to really build my own self-confidence and also to make better relationships with people around me is just be forthcoming. Be honest.
Yeah.
Like, honesty be outright. Key. Be vulnerable. Be like, oh, hey, this is something wrong with me. This is something I'm not good at.
Yeah.
This is something I struggle in.
Yeah, this is what's going on, and I'm not okay with it.
Yeah,
I'm sad.
Exactly, and that I found has made my relationships with people so much better, and it's really helped me find out who my real friends are and, you know, who actually matters in my life. Mm-hmm. Who truly cares about me, and who just kind of wants things from me, or is just kind of okay with me being around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's this... Like, I love vulnerability, because there was this TED Talk that my English teacher made us watch for the past two semesters, because I was in his English 1 and English 2. But for the past two semesters, I forgot who it was. It was a female. I forgot her name. But in her TED Talk, it's all about vulnerability.
Yeah.
And just the key point is vulnerability equals happiness.
Yep.
Like, if you're vulnerable, you're happy.
Well, I found a lot of people who are afraid to be vulnerable because they think people will hurt them with that information. And if you're not vulnerable to everyone, they will. But if everyone knows, they can't hurt you with it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they try to tell other people to hurt you, and the other person's like, yeah, I know. What, big whoop.
Yeah. What are you trying to do with that information?
Yeah, like, why are you... Because then it spins it on them, and it's like, why are you trying to hurt this person?
Yeah.
Rather than, what? You know what I mean? So just being open and honest and letting other people in.
Yeah.
And I admit, it's hard. Like, I struggle with it. I still do. And I don't think
you ever will not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But no, like, in any relationship, family relationships, like, dating relationship, friendships. Friends.
Yeah.
You gotta be vulnerable. You gotta be honest. You just gotta be straight up. Like, hey.
And if there's an issue, talk about it.
Yeah.
Be upfront, honest, confront them. Because most of the time... If they're an actual friend, you can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of arguments and disagreements and issues come from miscommunications.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, misreading the other person's intentions or actions or words. And it's like, look, you may have taken it a completely wrong way that was completely unintended and possibly ruined a friendship over it.
That's what texting did, though. Come on. Let's
oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's like, if you just call them and told you what you meant, like, I don't know how someone's going to read the text I sent them. It's like,
yeah.
Come on. Just call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just communicate with them. Just in person to person. So they can read all of your languages. Body language, actual language, tone of voice.
Oh, yeah.
Because all that is super important.
Yeah, and that was just like deep talks. Also, silly little example, but.
Yeah.
So. Also with that, you get what they're thinking right then and there. They don't have like 30 minutes to think about what they're going to say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But no, just, I love vulnerability. I love
yeah.
it. It's such a
it's the way to go.
Important thing.
Yeah. It's really important for not only your happiness, but the happiness of people around you. Because mm-hmm. you could spend your entire life wondering where you stand with certain people. You can't tell if they like you or not. You can't tell how they feel about you. Be honest. Be forthcoming. Be upright. Be, hey, do you like me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the world would be a lot better if people were just honest, good, bad, or indifferent, about how we felt about each other and why. Because
mm-hmm.
it's really easy to grow if you know what's wrong. Even if you didn't cause it, and even if you don't end up changing it, knowing what's wrong makes it easier to be who you are.
Yeah. And I know being vulnerable, being honest, isn't the easiest thing.
No.
Like, you put yourself in an uncomfortable position on telling people that. Telling people, like, what's going on with you, just being vulnerable. It's not the easiest thing. It's very hard.
Oh, yeah.
And you just... And you're never going to perfect it.
No.
It will always be hard, no matter what.
Absolutely.
But you just... Life isn't made for comfortability.
No. Not at all.
You gotta put yourself in those uncomfortable positions to receive happiness, to gain happiness.
To grow.
To grow, even. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You guys got anything? Oh, Liam?
Oh, I was like,
Liam's face just lit up.
No, it's like, it's like me trying to say everything I was just trying to think about, but it all just lost as soon as you guys looked
at me. Oh, no. Oh, God. We made him lose his thoughts.
We just crashed a train.
Maybe it's like, yeah, super important to be vulnerable. And it's like, you got to understand, like, there's a difference between the things you can be vulnerable with and the things that you need to see therapy for. It's like,
yeah.
There's a huge difference. Like, don't just go and unload all these crazy hard things onto people all at once. It's like, you need to talk, you need to take your time, you need to, like, figure yourself out first, figure out how exactly you're doing.
Yeah.
And, like, go from there. But it's like, again, vulnerability is super important, and I think that and honesty go hand in hand. And it's like, you need to be honest. Like, no matter what.
Well, part of it is, with being vulnerable, be an open book, not a waterfall. You know, it's like, hey, if you have a question, ask it.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable talking about anything. I'm comfortable going to any subject with anyone, and you guys have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know something about me, you will know it.
Yeah, and it's like you said, ask me about it. Yeah. Because I don't know if you want all this pressure of all my problems on you.
Yeah.
Just ask me and I'll let you know.
Shout out to my mom for talking about Rocky's religion the first time she met him.
I really don't mind. Yeah. I really don't mind. Like, I'm not ashamed of it at all. And I actually appreciated some of the things she had to say. Because she was by no means mean about it. No. She was just kind of curious. Nice. And she quoted C.S. Lewis in saying that all Christians must have a healthy respect for paganism, which I had never heard before. I was like, what?
Surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was super funny. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah.
And a perfect example of like what you were saying. I'm an open book, dude. You can talk to me about anything.
No, you boys have seen how often I'm willing to just be like, yeah, no, this happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we ask it, yeah.
Yeah.
Another benefit I think that comes with being confident, though, getting back on topic, is you get to weed out the people who are just in to use you.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're just there to be a people pleaser, then those people are going to have a heyday just what they want from you.
Yeah.
But if you decide, hey, I'm going to be my own person, I'm going to find out who my real friends are, I'm going to do what I want to do, then those people aren't going to have as much fun getting what they want from you.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. That pretty much wraps up the episode.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you on the show. We'd love to hear from you guys. We'd love to hear your questions. The topic for today came from a listener, Thomas Dillon. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Thomas Dillon.
Yeah,
awesome. I love you. You're an awesome guy.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Instagram at Ponderosa_Ponderers or at our Gmail, PonderosaPonderers@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And... thank you, boys, for joining us in the studio today. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you guys have any
closing statements?
Statements or shout-outs or anything?
Just be yourselves, guys. Like, come on.
Own it.
Own it.
Own it.
Own it.
Amen.
Absolutely. Well, as always, keep pondering.